Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher, the alternator of the day into the night and the night into the day, the king of all kings. Peace and salutations be upon our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came into this world to take us out of darkness, dalala, a despicable path, and guide us to the straight path, ihdina surat al-mustaqim. Furthermore, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great gift of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us death on iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ameen. Indeed, today marks a very special day in our calendar. It is the Jalsa of At-Taqwa Boys Madrasa. We would like to say ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. What is the meaning? May you enter and be one of us, be at ease and be comfortable, and welcome to you. What it basically means is make yourselves at home. A few announcements to make. When we entered, we saw the wudu khana on our left. On the side of the wudu khana is the bathroom, inshallah, if we want to use it. The ladies, you'll have appas there to assist you all. Inshallah, please ask for assistance if you'll require. Dear parents, students and staff, this night is for us to enjoy, inshallah. Our itinerary for the night is eventful. We have a qira'at, nazams, plays and performance for every grade from grade 0 till grade 9, inshallah. We're not here to see superstars perform. We are here to see our loved ones perform. So inshallah, when they are done, please encourage them, motivate them, say mashallah at our loudest voices, inshallah. There will also be certificates for those students who have excelled more than other students. Remember, every student is special, unique, and amazing. However, some students have that hard-working thirst to come out first, second, and third. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves every single servant of His. It is only fair to recognize those students, and inshallah, it will also be a means of encouragement for fellow students. A very important quote to consider: hard-working beats intelligence when intelligence doesn't work hard. I repeat, hard work beats intelligence when intelligence doesn't work hard. What does this mean? It means that every ordinary person has the scope to become an intelligent person. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with beneficial knowledge, inshallah. Finally, we would like to say with utmost gratitude, Jazakallahu khairan wa ahsanul jaza, for taking out the time to be with us on this lovely and beautiful Saturday night. Inshallah, it will be moments to always cherish and remember. Alhamdulillah, our first item for tonight is a qira'at by Muhammad Imran Faraji. Inshallah, he will recite for us from Surah Nur, verse 35 to 38, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكات بركات فيها مصباح. المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد، دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بال الغدو والآصال يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, it is amazing to know people of prime age with such deep love for the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you, Brother Muhammad Faraji, from amongst the best Qurra, more especially in South Africa. On a light note, we would like to hear you on Al Ansar before we break our fast in the next Ramadan, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Brother Muhammad Faraji enlightened us with a very beautiful Qira'ah. Few points just to consider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his light. We heard Nurun ala Nur, it was also very powerfully recited. His light is encompassing this world and the hereafter. We are nothing in this world without Allah, and we will be nothing in the hereafter without Allah. Without lights, what can we do? We know how difficult it is when there's load shedding. The true light is not Eskom. The true light is the light and the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify him morning and evening. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْأَصَالِ. Mufassirin say that this verse is not only related to the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also to the home or any environment one can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masajids, we should also inculcate a harmonious and an Islamic atmosphere at our home. Now that Sabak has stopped and also the madrasa has closed, the deen of Islam will always continue till the day of Qiyamah. We should see how our home can be ignited with a harmonious atmosphere, inshallah. The third point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully says that he will reward us more than the good actions we send forth. Allah provides for whoever he wills without measure. Sometimes we don't know how everything is happening for us. We wander away thinking, dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is from the unlimited treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Carry out good actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely bless you more and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a solution in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man amila salihan min dhakarin untha. Man amila salihan min dhakarin untha. Whoever does righteous deeds, whether it be male or female. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person a harmonious and a wholesome life. Do we not wish for a peaceful and a harmonious life? Most definitely, that is the solution. Inshallah, we hope that all of us continuously, all the time, is inculcating and doing righteous deeds, inshallah. The next item that we have on the list is poems which will be delivered by our little stars. Please come forward, grade zero.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Allah Ta'ala gave me life. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He made me grow again. Why does he make me grow? Because he loves me so much so. Why should I love him so? So that children I may go.
1, 2, 3. I can
reach high up to the sky. I'm in low to touch my toes. I can turn my body around and around. It's
sit quietly on the ground. 1, 2, 3.
Allah, Allah, I love you. Won't you help me to be true? Allah, Allah, keep me pure. So my deen, I am sure. I know that Islam is the only way. Please help me to remember it each and every day.
1, 2, 3.
I'm a little Muslim, strong and pure. Salah is for me the only cure. When I hear the azan, I jump up and say, let's back up our toys, it's time to pray.
1, 2, 3.
Salam in Islam, salam in the morning, salam at night. Salam to my brother, tells us not to fight. Salam to family, salam to friends, a nasty fight. Salam will mean, salam to mommy, salam to daddy. Go and try, it is very catchy. Salam with a smile, try it for a while, until inshallah it becomes a lifestyle.
Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, absolutely amazing. I think they deserve another very loud MashaAllah. MashaAllah! Alhamdulillah, there are two clear observations from our little stars. Number one is the way our little stars performed, and number two is the high level of academic competence at such a little age. MashaAllah. The next item we have on the list is the meaning of every single letter of a taqwa boys. MashaAllah, they have went to such far limits. We don't even know how many letters a taqwa boys has. But by the way, it is 11 letters altogether. InshaAllah, they will explain each and every letter for us in detail, inshaAllah. The grade ones, please come forward.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. At our school we learned
A. أخلاق, good character.
T. تقوى, knowing that Allah is watching us.
T. تاريخ, Islamic history.
A. This is of our beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Q. Quran, the word of Allah Ta'ala.
Wudu, how to purify ourselves.
A. Arabic, the language of Jannah.
B. Bismillah, to start our day.
Oh, wonders of Allah Ta'ala.
Y. Yasin, the heart of the Quran Sharif.
S. Surahs, the remembrance of Quran Sharif. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the boys of At-Taqwa to live their lives with these molded characteristics and even more. Ameen. We move on to the grade 2 class. They will be speaking about the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please come forward, grade 2.
Assalamu alaikum. Today we're going to tell you about the beautiful creations of Allah Ta'ala.
Cloud. Do you see how Allah Ta'ala makes the clouds move gently and joins them back together?
Flowers. Be like the flowers who give fragrance to all. Be good and kind to everyone.
Moon. Moon, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed a miracle by pointing at the moon and it split into half.
Allah Ta'ala blesses us with so many fruits, some bitter and some sweet, and some in winter while others are in the heat.
What Allah Ta'ala created every living creature from water. Every drop of water is a blessing of Allah Ta'ala.
Trees. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever plants a tree, reward will be recorded for him as long as produces fruit.
Sky. Allah Ta'ala created the earth as a resting place and the sky as a canopy.
Allah Ta'ala placed mountains on the earth to make it stable. Rakallah.
MashaAllah, well done, grade 2. How often we take the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for granted. InshaAllah, we will always remember to ponder and reflect the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, so that appreciation can overflow within our hearts and souls. You know, normally on Eid day, you have that one person that is looking very confused. You go to him, you ask him, brother, can I offer you juice? Can I offer you a cold drink? Can I offer you water? And this person says no. So you also get confused. And then this person asks you, you know what, where's the Eid milk? So in everything, just like how in every Eid day we have that person, he doesn't want anything besides Eid milk. So in a similar notion, in every program we have that one person, but the time is moving, but where's the Nazam? Alhamdulillah, we are favored to have the grade 4s and 5s. And you all might, for those of you all that are paying attention, grade 0 passed, grade 1 passed, grade 2 passed. What happened to grade 3? Inshallah, grade 3 will come soon. But for now, we call upon the grade 4 and 5s to inshallah hum and buzz with the with a beautiful nazam, inshallah. Please come forward. MashaAllah, it is also a very well-known, a famous nazam. If you know it, please sing along with them. It will motivate them and also help them sing at the optimum level, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. دل کو اگر چمکانا وہ تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا وہ تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله کوئی بتائی دریا وہ کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کوئی بتائی دریا وہ کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے جمکتا دن بخشا ہے رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے منے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ہو یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا یکتا ہے میرا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کی گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے سوچو ذرا فرعون کی گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کی شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا اور پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام ایک گن گاتے ہیں اس کے نام ایک گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ جن کو آنا تھا وہ آئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے جن کو آنا تھا وہ آئے
صرف قیامت باقی ہے سورج کے شعلے کے حشر کی شدت باقی ہے موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا او بھی حقیقت باقی ہے اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ لا الہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الہ اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الہ اللہ الہ اللہ الہ اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ جزاک اللہ
ماشاءاللہ That was an absolute stunner, mashallah. I'm so happy that I left my wallet in the car. Otherwise, I should leave with my wallet empty. Mashallah, it was taqdeer. Called this taqdeer at its finest, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, you know, normally when we listen to a nazam, we might not necessarily know the meaning, but because our heart is trembling and buzzing, it's as though we understand what the nazam is talking about. But alhamdulillah, for those people that do not understand the Urdu language, we have with us brother Anas inshallah he will give us the translation for dil ko agar
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh if you wish to illuminate your heart then do the zikr of illallah 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 there is no worthy of worship except allah muhammad is the messenger of allah Pray tell, who made the rivers flow this way? Who bestowed the shining day and who granted the blessed night? Who matured the ceilings into a rose garden? He is unique. His power is unique. My Allah is unique. Think for a moment. Who nurtured Musa in the palace of the Pharaoh? Ponder over this. Who kept Yunus in the belly of a fish? Who first put him into a fire, then turned the fire into flowers? The praises of his name are sung by Ibrahim Qalilullah, the friend of Allah. Those who had to come have come, only Qiyamah is left. The rays of the sun proclaim the intensity of Hashr, day of judgment remains. The truth which is known as death still by this world still remains. At least now do remove from your heart thoughts other than Allah, O friends.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah, Brother Anas. We have now understood the nazam much more beautifully, MashaAllah. We now come to the next items, which will be plays. But before we start the plays, MashaAllah, there's a lot of action filled in these plays. That is why you'll need to come closer to see the plays close up. So Bismillah, come forward, come brothers. There are many people that are still making their way. Remember, we still have awards, we still have the principal's address, and we don't want anyone standing outside, just like how you all want to partake, you all want to see the action, other people also want to see action. MashaAllah, now we move on to the plays. We have the grade threes that will, inshallah, take part by the ladies section. There was a request put forward that normally the men only see the plays and the ladies don't see anything. So mashallah, that request has been fulfilled. Downstairs by the ladies, the grade threes are playing the mouse and shopkeeper. And mashallah, on the top, we will have the grade 6, 7 and 8 that will play for us Sultan Mahmood and Ayaz. And the second play that will be actioned by the grade 9s, which is Sultan Mahmood and the Thieves. A humble request is to, inshallah, the men remember all the plays, because the ladies will say, but they had two plays, we only had one play. So inshallah, remember the plays and inshallah, narrate it to the ladies. And the ladies, you all also remember the plays, all the lessons, the funny moments and the jokes. Discuss it with our husbands, inshallah. There will be a lot of benefit and indeed many lessons learned from these plays. We call upon the first play, the grade 6, 7 and 8 for Sultan Mahmud.
With mercy and grace, as he heard the pitiful admission of guilt, he said,
"Each one of you exhibited a special quality to such an extent that it has brought you to the brim of destruction, except in the case of this one. He recognized me in the darkness of the night as the Sultan. Hence, for having recognized me, I set all of you free."
Long live the king!
Long live the king!
Lessons.
The first lesson from this story is that Allah will punish sinners in the hereafter. Although He may initially overlook them in this world, we see that at the time the thieves were looting the royal treasury, the Sultan witnessed the entire incident. He was with them and allowed them to proceed without being punished. However, in the end, He had them arrested. If at all times this thought is uppermost in our minds that Allah sees all our deeds, then there will surely be fear in the heart against committing sin. The second lesson from the story is that on the day of Qiyamah, no special quality will be of any benefit. All those deeds which contravene the laws of Allah will on the day of Qiyamah be bound around man's neck, even though in this world they were considered as being special qualities. The thieves mentioned those special gifts and qualities as if they were qualities of virtue. But in reality, those very qualities were the cause of their destruction. Each one of them exhibited their special quality, but all their qualities only caused their misfortune to increase. Any special quality which does not bring a person nearer to his Creator, and which does not connect the heart to Allah, and which is not a medium towards the remembrance of Allah, is no quality of virtue. In fact, it is a curse and a misfortune.
MashaAllah, well done to all the greats. Absolute thrill and action, MashaAllah. When I saw one of the thieves smelling the ground, I saw the other thieves jumping over the castle. I remembered I'm in South Africa. I put my phone in the inside pants. It's not that it's still my phone. MashaAllah, we come to another item that is very, very important. This item is played by all the Huffaz. It is also played by the Hifz class. And Alhamdulillah, one Asad, one Ustad, one Muallim is joining them for moral support. It is a very famous Nasheed. It is Qamarul. The Ustad is joining for moral support. Inshallah, we can join in for collective support. So inshallah, let's collectively end all the items tonight, inshallah. We call upon the Nasheed band.
أجمل منك لم تر قط عيني وأطيب منك لم تلد النساء خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء قمر النبي قمر وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل قمر 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 سيدنا النبي قمر وجميل وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل
وكف المصطفى كالورد ينادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست آيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد ينادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست آيادي
الله الله
وعم نوالوها كل العباد وعم نوالوها كل العباد
وعم نوالوها كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البراد
يا قمرون قمرون قمر سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل
ولا ظل له بل كان نورا
الله الله
تنال الشمس منه والبدور
الله الله
ولا ظل له بل كان نورا
الله الله
تنال الشمس منه والبدور
الله الله
ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا وكل الكون أنار بنور طه
قمرون قمرون قمر سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل قمرون قمرون قمر سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل
MashaAllah, indeed a very beautiful nazam and sang beautifully as well by all of them collectively. We finally reach the third quarter mark of the program. We move over to the principal's address by Hazrat Hafiz Qari Maulana Yusuf Desai Sahab Maddazillu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. Most respected elders and brothers, ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters who are present here. On behalf of the muallims, the apas, our trustees, our students, we would like to take this opportunity to express our appreciation that you've sacrificed your Saturday evening to be here and attend our little, humble little get-together in Jalsa. May Allah Ta'ala accept your sacrifices. And ultimately, the purpose and the objective of tonight's program is not really the address now. The main objective and the purpose of this particular Jalsa and program is to acknowledge our pupils, acknowledge the efforts of the pupils, and to have an opportunity to motivate them. So even though your child may not be, for whatever reason, receiving an award, but by and large, alhamdulillah, quite a few of our pupils had an opportunity to participate in some event or the other. So we can take this opportunity when the child goes home that, mashallah, you did very well, you participated in the Jalsa, and show them some acknowledgement, show them some motivation, and inshallah, on Monday, they'll be receiving the reports. So yes, there may be certain subjects that may be slightly weaker than others. So we always have room for improvement. So we will motivate them where there's a need for improvement. And if they've done very well, we'll congratulate them. And then we will also teach them that whatever you've achieved, it's through the blessings of Allah Ta'ala and through the efforts of your teachers. So in this way, if we have this kind of a relationship between the parent and the teacher, then inshallah there's so much that can be achieved. So we take this opportunity to express our gratitude and appreciation to the parents for trusting and believing in us. In our humble little institute, the little effort that we make, alhamdulillah, the madrasa is almost 20 years old now. Although the ulama ikram and elders have said to us that an institute that's 20 years old is still in its infancy. You find some of the institutes and darulums are already 60 years old, 100 years old, 200 years old. So we are still in our infancy. We are still trying to find our feet on many aspects. So therefore, we take the opportunity to seek forgiveness for all our shortcomings and our weaknesses. And we are trying and continuously making an effort to improve our systems. But alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thus far what has been achieved through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over this period of approximately 20 years, many of our students have graduated. Many pupils have come to the madrasa, and alhamdulillah, many have qualified as ulama. You also, Maulana Ra'is, singing a nazam, mashallah, he went through our institute, and today he is a muallim teaching in the madrasa. And like that, we have our Maulana Abdullah as well. So, and like this, there are many, many other ulama who have gone through the madrasa. We had one student in another country, and he contacted me, and he said that Maulana, you know, they were speaking about, you know, maktab system, and if you don't have the maktab system, then you will never succeed in life. So he said, I said to them, I've never been to a maktab, I've never attended a maktab at all. The only institute I went to was Taqwa Boys Madrasa, and alhamdulillah, that has benefited me so tremendously in my life that today, alhamdulillah, he's part and parcel of running a school in itself. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala accept. So these are some of the fruits, and we now get feedback from our graduates, from our pupils, how they're benefiting, how the advices of the muallims and the apas are benefiting in their life. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the efforts. This institute was started by Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh with the main goal and objective that we will make an effort on the tarbiyah of the pupils. So to this end, alhamdulillah, the madrasa has been paying attention to the tarbiyah of the pupils. I always say to the parents that no institute has got a magic wand, and how we wish we had it, that as soon as a student comes in, we'll just pass that wand over the child, and mashallah, he'll become the Bayezid Bustami and the Junaid Baghdadi of the time. Or sometimes I tell to the pupils, I wish I had some medication, that you take this tablet 3 times a day, and after that, you'll become the Qutub and the Wali of the Zamana. But we know it doesn't work like that. There is a consistent and a continuous effort that needs to be made for the tarbiyah of the pupils. And from the side of the madrasa, there is only so much that we can do. There is also a very crucial and critical role that the parent also needs to make, the mothers need to make, the fathers need to make, that if they all play a role together and we all play on the same side of the team, now all the soccer that's taking place, how much of time is being wasted, but we also have got a game that we are playing. We also have some goals that we need to score as parents and as teachers. And our goals is that we want to develop within our children, we want to score the goals of good akhlaq, we want to score the goal of generosity, of kindness, of responsibility, of respect for each other. And this is so important for us to instill within our children. Today we find in society, respect has been totally lost on all fronts. You'll find so often the mother will pass a comment that's disrespectful of another family member in front of the children. Or sometimes the father will pass a disrespectful comment with regards to the ustad who's teaching in the hifz class. And why, I don't know why your Maulana does such a thing. Now the child is listening to that, and the child is seeing that my father is not respecting my ustad. So that means the respect for elders and ustads are not important. May Allah protect us, but more often than not, that same unfortunate quality that has been taught in the child comes back and haunts the very parent who taught that quality. So we need to be extremely careful teaching our children respect for each other. Yes, they can express their concerns that a certain, muallim is doing a certain thing, or certain family members said this to me. So that is important. They must be able to come forward. But we have to be extremely careful how we respond, May Allah Ta'ala protect. So nevertheless, alhamdulillah, a lot of emphasis is placed on the tarbiyah. Our teachers in the classroom, tarbiyah is being made, an effort is being made, pupils are being guided into that direction of tarbiyah. We have two tarbiyah programs on a weekly basis. And alhamdulillah, the entire syllabus of the madrasa is also structured in that manner, that a lot of emphasis is placed on the tarbiyah of the children, on inculcating good qualities, good sifat. And as such, the environment of the madrasa, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, compared to many other environments out there, alhamdulillah, we can say that we have to make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that in comparison to other environments, what we have here is really, it is a really valuable asset. It is a treasure that Allah Ta'ala has granted us. May Allah Ta'ala protect and preserve the institute and take it from strength to strength. As far as our syllabus goes, alhamdulillah, the madrasa has implemented and started and embarked on the project to slowly start with our own syllabus. And alhamdulillah, we're finding that our syllabus is slowly but surely gaining a lot of acceptance. We have not advertised our syllabus in any way whatsoever. But by word of mouth, alhamdulillah, our syllabus now is being used countrywide. There are some Darul Ulooms, there are some schools throughout the country where, alhamdulillah, they are using our syllabus. They've come over, they've seen our syllabus, they've expressed their appreciation. And alhamdulillah, next year also we are opening a dedicated department for the syllabus, and we hope to now try and improve it and take it one step higher. So alhamdulillah, effort is being made in this line. Together with that, alhamdulillah, we've started already from October this year what we call the At-Taqwa Academy. We know that this institute was started by our late Hazrat Moinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And alhamdulillah, you know, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that as far as this building goes, Hazrat Maulana came in every single room of this building. He stood in every room and he made dua, alhamdulillah. So definitely there are certain effects that we will find in this institute. And we feel as a madrasa that it is our responsibility, it is our duty to safeguard the heritage of our institute. You find many institutes, they talk about their heritage, you know, that so-and-so person started there, who was their founding fathers. Countries say who are the founding fathers of their institute. So we also have our heritage in this madrasa, none other than Hazrat Moinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And in this regard, the madrasa has embarked on the project where we will start collecting and safeguarding and, you know, slowly releasing material with regards to Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali's life, his advices, his teachings, as far as his writings are concerned, on the side of the madrasa. Alhamdulillah, we have been receiving over the past, I would say, 2 to 3 years, consistent requests from our parents that we also start a girls' institute just like the boys' institute. Many parents have expressed their appreciation as far as the management of the madrasa is concerned, as far as the systems of the madrasa is concerned, etc. So there's been a repeated call, and based on that, alhamdulillah, we sent out a survey to our parents, and alhamdulillah, the response was really overwhelming. So therefore, we have placed our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the madrasa has embarked on the project where inshallah, officially the madrasa will start the At-Taqwa Girls Madrasa. The madrasa will be situated more towards the Musgrave area. We didn't want to, you know, come too close to the existing girls' madrasas. But we would say, what is the difference? Well, the difference will be this madrasa will be very similar to At-Taqwa Boys' Madrasa in terms of the syllabus that we use, in terms of the supervision that's in place, in terms of the examinations, in terms of the emphasis of tarbiyah. But together with that, giving our girls quality education, and of course, the syllabus will be structured considering the fact that our women folk have to become homemakers. So in that regard, but it is also important and necessary for the girls to be able to do calculations in the kitchen so that our, you know, all our various dishes can be, you know, in good proportion. So it's important that the girls also know some basic calculations, etc. Also social skills for the women folk. They will be going into a new home. They need to learn how to interact with each other. They need to learn how to, you know, control, for example, their emotions. There's so many things that need to be taught to the girls. And for this, there has to be some sort of program in place and some sort of system. So inshallah, make dua that Allah Ta'ala guides us and assist us so that the girls' madrasa can be an institute which is par excellence, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we just witnessed our HIFS program. May Allah Ta'ala accept. We had our third graduation. The first graduation was in 2017, and then in 2020, and this year, alhamdulillah, 2022. all together, alhamdulillah, 11 Huffaz have qualified in the madrasa, and we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that the standard of the door, it is something that we make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. In the last, this year too, alhamdulillah, we have got pupils who are reciting 3 to 5 paras door daily, alhamdulillah. In our last batch of pupils, we had one pupil who we challenged, and alhamdulillah, he recited 10 paras over 3 days. So 10 paras, 10 paras. He completed the khatam of the Quran Sharif over 3 days. This, respected elders and brothers, those who are huffaz and those who know about hifz, will understand the great achievement in terms of the hifz of the Quran. So the door is of a very high level. In fact, there were some people who called me after the jalsa. They said, Maulana, we've been to a few jalsas. And in fact, there were some jalsas that took place recent, just very close to that time. I don't know, give details, but in any case, they said, Maulana, we went to that jalsa and we came here. And I would just want to say this to you, that your pupils, when they recited, the recitation was on another level, and he too was a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So may Allah Ta'ala accept this is some words of motivation. Together with that, alhamdulillah, we've also given an option. It's optional that those parents who would like their pupils to continue their studies after grade 9, we have now partnered with the Qurtuba Online Institute. After grade 9, they can continue their studies. They will do the Cambridge option, which does not, there's no need for Afrikaans, because our pupils are being exposed to Arabic, alhamdulillah, and the Arabic is of a very high level. So they will choose the Cambridge option, and they can continue with the grade 10, 11, and 12, if they so wish, alhamdulillah. Together with that, we've partnered with the Al-Farooq Soup Kitchen, where on a Saturday, our grade 7, 8, 9 pupils, they go to the Al-Farooq Soup Kitchen and they participate in the distribution of food to the destitute, to the needy. Alhamdulillah, this is a very important aspect to teach within our children, sympathy and empathy and kindness towards others. So alhamdulillah, on a practical level, and inshallah, the At-Taqwa magazine will be released on Monday, inshallah. Pupils are looking forward to it. Some of their articles are in there as well, alhamdulillah. So in there, mashallah, there's one article where one pupil has written of his experience at the soup kitchen. So may Allah Ta'ala accept. As far as our admissions are concerned for 2023, it's very, very encouraging that alhamdulillah, we have waiting list in quite a few grades. Completely full. Parents are requesting, please, can you put me on a waiting list? Or if anybody cancels the application or for some reason comes out, we would like our child to come in the institute. So these are all bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the institute from strength to strength. Without much further ado, we now, inshallah, will continue with the program where we will be giving the awards and the certificates to our pupils for their achievement. Once again, we thank all our parents for their participation, and on behalf of the madrasa, we express our weaknesses. If there's any weaknesses, any shortcomings from our side, we request you to kindly forgive us and make a lot of dua that Allah Ta'ala continues to guide us and takes the madrasa from strength to strength. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
Jazakallahu khairan wa ahsanul jaza' for that beautiful address, Mulana. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all Mulana's efforts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Mulana with long and healthy life. Ameen. We now come to the main event, and that is the awards. The first class is the grade 0 class, mashallah. There are 3 students that tied for excellent performance, and that is Binyamin Rangila, Hamza Desai, and Muhammad Muaz Barak. All 3 has tied for excellent performance. We have outstanding behavior and compliance from the grade zeros goes to Hamza Desai, Suleiman Gangat, and Binyamin Rangila. We move on to the grade 1. The first position goes to Ibrahim Kudrat. The second position for grade 1 goes to Muhammad Zaid Motala. And the third position for grade 1 goes to Abdullah Abbasi. Alhamdulillah, just a special request, a dua for Mawlana Abdul Qadir Muhammadi. MashaAllah, his 3 sons also went through the system of At-Taqwa Boys Madrasa. And We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill his qabr with nur, and also may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his family sabrun jameel. We move on to the outstanding behavior and compliance of grade 1, Muhammad Zaid Mutala. Grade 2, first position goes to Muhammad Sadiq. Second position goes to Shafiq Hafaji. And the third position goes to Ibrahim Nurain Al-Hajami. When we call out your name, dear students, please come as quick as possible. I repeat, grade 2, Muhammad Sadiq, first position, second position, Shafiq Hafaji, and third position, Ibrahim Nurain Al-Hajami. For outstanding behavior and compliance, Ijaz Duvadia, Ismail Kaji, Muhammad Sadiq, Rehan Safla. Grade 2, outstanding behavior and compliance, goes to 4 students, Ijaz Duvadia, Ismail Kaji, Muhammad Sadiq, Rehan Safla. Grade 2, first position, Muhammad Sadiq. Second position, Shafiq Hafaji. Third position, Ibrahim Nurain Al-Hajami. Outstanding behavior and compliance goes to 4 students, Ejaz Duvadia, Ismail Kaji, Muhammad Sadiq, Rehan Safla. Can we proceed with grade 3? We move on to grade 4. Alhamdulillah, the grade 4 learners, 3 of them also completed the Nazira of the full Quran. So completion of Nazira, Khatamul Quran, goes to 3 students, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Abdi Fattah. MashaAllah. We remember him from the Nazam, mashaAllah. The next completion of Nazira Khatam goes to Yunus Voraji. Excellent performance. Excellent performance. The next completion of Nazira Khatam goes to Muhammad Sadiq Gangat. First position. Grade 4, first position goes to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Abdi Fattah. Second position, grade 4, Yunus Voraji. Third position, grade 4, Anas Abdul Qadir. Outstanding behavior and compliance for grade 4, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Abdi Fattah and Yunus Voraji. We move on to grade 5, who also completed Nazira of Quran. 3 students, alhamdulillah. The first is Umair Sidat, Ahmed Duma, Abdullah Hussein. The first position for grade 5 goes to Abdullah Hashim Hussein. The second position for grade 5, Suleiman Chinya. And the third position to Mubashir Abdi. Grade 5s, 3 students who completed Nazira Khatam, Umair Sidat, Ahmed Duma, Abdullah Hussein. First position goes to Abdullah Hashim Hussein. Second position, grade 5, Suleiman Chinya. Third position, grade 5, goes to Mubashir Abdi. And outstanding behavior and compliance goes to Suleiman Chinya. There was a... We missed out on grade 3. The first position goes to Ismail Muhammadi. The second position for grade 3 goes to Muhammad Salaji. The third position for grade 3 goes to Zakaria Parak. And outstanding behavior and compliance, Huzaifa Bayat, Muzamil Isub, Muawiyah Hafaji, Ibrahim Muhammad, and Muhammad Famu. The next grade is grade 6. The first position, Hafiz Yunus Randeri. First position, grade 6, Hafiz Yunus Randeri. Second position, Mahmoud Chogli. Third position, grade 6, Ahmed Kedwa. Outstanding behavior and compliance for students, Ali Umar, Mahmoud Chogli, Ahmed Kedwa, Muhammad Bayat. Outstanding behavior and compliance for grade 6, Ali Umar, Mahmoud Chogli, Ahmed Kedwa, Muhammad Bayat. Grade 7, first position, Muaz Basa. Grade 7, second position, Hafiz Hudhaifa Abdi. Third position, Hafiz Muhammad Furqan Imam. MashaAllah. Outstanding behavior and compliance. Three boys, Hafiz Huzaifa Abdi, Muaz Basa, Hafiz Muhammad Furqan Imam. Three outstanding behavior and compliance, Hafiz Huzaifa Abdi, Muaz Basa, Hafiz Muhammad Furqan Imam. We move on to grade 8, first position, Hafiz Abu Bakr Desai. Second position, grade 8, Hafiz Muhammad Mus'ab Mal. Third position for grade 8, Huzaifa Basa. Outstanding behavior and compliance goes to two students, Huzaifa Basa and Hafiz Abu Bakr Desai. Outstanding behavior and compliance, two students, Huzaifa Basa, Hafiz Abu Bakr Desai. We move on to grade 9. First position, Hafiz Ahmed Desai. First position, grade 9, Hafiz Ahmed Desai. Second position, grade 9, Mahmoud Desai. Third position, grade 9, Fayaz Dadamia. Outstanding behavior and compliance for grade 9 goes to two students, Hafiz Ahmed Desai and Mahmoud Desai. Alhamdulillah, we now come to the completion of Hifzul Quran. Alhamdulillah, the prize was already given. Now, inshallah, we will hand over to them their certificates. There are 6 students who graduated this year, alhamdulillah. The first is Hafiz Muhammad Muawiyah Chogli, mashallah. The second student is Hafiz Abdullah Adam, mashallah. The third student is Hafiz Ahmed Ahmad, inshallah. Someone will fetch a certificate for him. The fourth student is Hafiz Muhammad Mus'ab Mal. MashaAllah. The fifth student is Hafiz Ahmed Desai. The sixth student is Hafiz Abu Bakr Desai. MashaAllah. In the Hifz class, we have 3 categories. The first is Outstanding Door, goes to Hafiz Abdullah Adam. Hafiz Abdullah Adam, Outstanding Door. Outstanding Door for the Hifz class, Hafiz Abdullah Adam and Hafiz Abu Bakr Desai. Consistent performance, Hafiz Abu Bakr Desai, Outstanding Door. Consistent performance in the Hifz class, Hafiz Muhammad Muawiyah Chogli. MashaAllah. Abdullah Kudrat. Abdullah Kudrat. Abdullah Kudrat, consistent performance, MashaAllah. The third student, Mahmoud Chogli. Mahmoud Chogli, consistent performance. Sudais Ali. And the last student, Abdullah Hassam Hussein. Abdullah Hassam Hussein, MashaAllah. The last category for the HIFS class, outstanding behavior and compliance, Hafiz Abdullah Adam. The second student, Hafiz Muhammad Muawiyah Chogli. Muhammad Isub, outstanding behavior and compliance. The third student, Muhammad Isub. The fourth student, Abdullah Kudrat. Outstanding behavior and compliance. The fourth student, Abdullah Kudrat. MashaAllah, his brother will take his prize. The last student for outstanding behavior and compliance, MashaAllah, Muhammad Imran Voraji. Alhamdulillah, we have now come to the end of our jalsa. Inshallah, we will make a small dua, and then inshallah, we call upon Maulana Muhammad Desai, inshallah. We should also congratulate him, mashallah, very excellent achievement, and both his sons, alhamdulillah, completed his. Hafiz Abu Bakr Desai and Hafiz Ahmed Desai, mashallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان ومتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين
Brothers, inshallah, azan will be called now. Salah will be in 5 minutes time. Brother Muhammad Imran Voraji, please come forward to give the azan.